our resident money-saving mom at B105.7. She's stretching yo dollar. Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
Hey, good morning, Sean. So, okay, let me ask you. Have you ever had, like, some kind of a free opportunity and you're like, is it worth it?
Yeah, of course.
I know. So, this crossed my mind recently. On Sunday, we went to the State Fair. It's the last day. Had a couple of free tickets that were given to us. And, you know, we got a family of five, so that's a big savings.
Right.
But we got into a mess of traffic on Fall Creek. I mean, I can't even tell you. It was so frustrating. It took us an hour to go, like, three blocks down by the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to go on the last day. And I asked myself, is it worth it? You know, should we keep waiting or should we give up and make a turn and head home?
Right.
And this comes up a lot. So here's a few questions to ask yourself to figure out, is it worth it, you know, when you've got a freebie presented to you? Are you giving up something of greater value in order to get that freebie? You know, not only monetary value, like you paid for tickets to one event, but then you got free tickets for something else, but also the intrinsic value too, you know. Maybe you had plans to go to dinner with a family member, but then a friend came through with free movie passes.
Right.
You know, something to think about. Do you have to jump through hoops to get it? You know, if you never shop at XYZ store and it's across town, but hey, you've got a coupon for a free 2-liter soda. So, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah. I wouldn't think so, but you never know. If you really like soda, maybe.
Maybe so.
And will it end up costing you more to get that freebie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, online offers are notorious for this. You get a coupon code for a free photo book. But once you start making it, you might add pages or upgrade whatever's standard. And the next thing you know, you're out $50 because
right.
you wanted to get that freebie.
Right.
So just some things to consider. And, you know, as always, be sure to read any fine print. There's a trade-off. You know, you might have to give up a free shipping offer if you want to use a discount offer. You know, unless it's Kohl's, then you're golden. Some places you can actually stack all those, but some things to think about if it's worth it to get a freebie or not.
Will it end up costing you more? It reminds me of the old Columbia House Music Club, right? You can get 13 CDs for a penny and then $20 to ship it or whatever.
Yeah. And you'll be charged $20 for one CD every month afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. ChaosisBliss.com for these ways to save and others.